It's Excellent Educators Day on MyFM. My name's Rudy Cadlick, and I'm joined by Joy Pilgrim, a virtual teacher at Queen Elizabeth School in Renfrew. So my first question would be, how did you get involved in teaching?
Well, teaching is actually my sort of second half of my life career. So I went back to go to teacher's college in my late 30s. I had done a number of other things first, but I always wanted to be a teacher. I was one of those, play school when you're 3 years old kind of kids. I always loved school. I did a number of different jobs where I worked with kids. I did some recreational work and camp work and things like that. And when my own children were all in school full time, I decided that'd be a good time to go back and do teacher's college. So I did. And then I started teaching. Yeah, my own kids were kind of growing up, and it was a great career to have the same holidays as them, be off when they're off. I always wanted to do it, so it took me a little longer to get into it than a lot of people, but I started it my first year teaching. I was actually like late 30s, so a little bit of a different perspective already raising your own kids and then becoming a teacher at that time.
That's truly amazing, going back to school and changing career paths at that point in life. I know, like you said, it's not many people. You don't hear that too often.
Well, it was a challenge. I'll tell you, it was funny because I have five kids, and I sort of became semi-famous my very first day of teacher's college because I was driving back and forth to Ottawa U. And they said, you know, introduce yourself, tell a couple things about yourself. And then I found myself walking through the cafeteria, and I could hear people say, "You see her? She's got five kids at home. She's driving back and forth to school with five kids at home. She's crazy." But anyway, it was a different experience for sure. But I certainly have never regretted it. I'm so glad that I did it because I always knew I was kind of just felt like I was kind of meant to be a teacher. I've always wanted to work with kids, and I love teaching. It's the best job in the universe.
And what did you do before you got into teaching?
Before I got into teaching, I owned my own flower shop in downtown Renfrew. So I was a retail florist and did that for about 15 years. And then, we sold that, and that's when I bought that's when I went to teacher's college.
So what are some of your favorite parts of teaching and working with youth in the area?
Well, by far my favorite part is the relationships with the kids and with families, just being able to help and encourage and support kids as they grow and learn. My kids are just kind of amazing. And one of the things that I love about this career is that you're never, ever, ever bored. There's always some new challenge. There's always something new to learn. There's always something new to do. And being able to help kids learn and grow is just kind of a constant motivation that renews itself all the time and never wears out. So I appreciate that about it. And then I would probably say that my least favorite part or the hardest parts are the exact opposites of that. So, you know, kids who really struggle or kids who have a lot of tough things in their lives to deal with or that really get discouraged or that are dealing with mental health issues or some of those things that are overwhelmingly hard to help with can be the toughest part of the job because they wear you down and, you know, it can be sad, it can be tiring, it can be exhausting when you're trying to help someone who's really having a hard time. And the opposite of never being bored is that you never really feel like you've done your whole job. Like no matter how hard you try or what you do or how much you give, you always think, oh, I could have helped her a little more, or, oh, I'm not sure he got it. Like there's always someone that you think, oh, I probably wasn't the best teacher for that particular kid today. So that's part of the motivation too, is that you just keep thinking, well, I'll do that tomorrow. I could have done that better and whatever. So that's something that I find really great about this career is that it's constantly challenging.
It sounds like all kinds of, I couldn't imagine all the changes, and especially this year with the COVID-19 pandemic and how you guys have managed to
switch and transition to online learning and some teachers going back into the class and then back online. So how has that changed for you this year with everything going on in the world around us?
Okay, well, this year has been pretty much just straight up craziness. But one of the, so the, this year, I think I told you in our email that I was assigned to do 100% virtual this year. So I've been teaching straight online since September. And when that started, I wasn't all that thrilled about that because it's a huge adjustment. And it's a particularly, like, I'm not a 25-year-old tech savvy, you know, I'm kind of an older teacher and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I've really grown to enjoy it and to, one of the things that it's done for me is that it's made me believe even more that all good teaching, no matter what the format is, or whether it's online, whether it's in person, whether it's high school, whether it's elementary, whatever, it's all about relationships with the kids. It's all about getting them to trust you and getting them to know you and getting them to be willing to work with you. And so, you know, virtual has been, made that tougher. I think one of the reasons I found it hard to adjust to is because I've always really liked that relationship aspect and chatting with them at recess and being the teacher who will go out and play with them at recess just to get to know them better kind of thing. But that's still what they need, especially when they're isolated at home and online. So I found that one of the things that really has helped with the online thing is taking the time not always to worry about the tech stuff and having the, you know, the coolest interactive slide lessons or whatever, but just sitting and chatting with the kids like you would in class, like turning your camera on, turning your mic on and letting them talk to each other, doing, reading books with them and discussing literature like you would in class, putting up a big map on the whiteboard and talking about, you know, the exploration of Canada just the same you would as if they were with you. So one thing that I've learned compared to last spring when it started, now we're at the point where our online teaching is almost like being in a real classroom. It'll never be as good as a real classroom, but it's so much closer now because you're teaching live, you're letting them talk, you're responding back and forth, and you've kind of learned how to leverage what you have in tools to do the best job you can in a new situation.
Just the change going from an in-person to a virtual learning, I couldn't imagine that transition and all the new technology and stuff that even talking to some of the younger teachers there, they even struggled with some of the technology and everything. So it's I couldn't imagine, and hats off to you and all your fellow coworkers for the work that you guys have done to keep kids learning and keeping them, I guess, up to date through these challenging times. So,
well, I appreciate that. And I think one thing that we as a collective bunch of teachers have struggled with is that, you know, sometimes there's still the talk of, oh, that was the longest March break ever, or, oh, teachers have had 3 weeks off since Christmas or whatever. And I think sometimes the general public doesn't realize that, you know, teaching online is actually harder than having your kids at school with us. It takes way more time and planning and detail. Like, when I'm planning a lesson for in class, I can kind of know what I'm doing, but you kind of flow with what happens in class. Whereas when you're doing it online, you have to have every detail planned and preloaded and everything ready to shoot out to them online. And so it's still a lot of work. And I think that's one thing that's, you know, that all of us collectively would like adults to know or public to know, is that we understand that it's hard on the parents too, but teachers are still working. They're still working as best they can.
So. No kidding. And I'm sure the transitions and just everything, it's truly amazing how you guys have been able to make that switch and just go from everything that you know and are used to with in-person, in-class learning to a totally different system in the matter of just so quickly. So I think that's truly amazing. And now for kids that are like at the elementary level, I imagine their attention spans are pretty short. And how do you keep them engaged in sitting at a computer screen and learning and wanting to keep learning and while they're tuned in virtually?
Well, it's tough. I won't deny that. I think it's really hard on kids. And that's why I said, no matter what you do, I don't think it's ever going to be as good as in-person learning, especially for elementary, because they need that. But we still do, we still do movement activities. I'll do all kinds of like short online phys ed activities in between class, or we'll turn on music and have a dance party together, or we'll, one day last week when the weather was so nice, we did an outdoor winter scavenger hunt for half an hour, go see if you can find these 8 things, bring them back to the computer, and we'll, like just that sort of thing that builds in movement and brain breaks and activity, and again, building in that classroom community, so that when you do any of those things and let the kids still have fun together, it makes them want to show up and be at the meet for the next math lesson or science lesson or whatever, right? Because they still need things that motivate them and things that engage them and make them want to come and have fun and talk to their classmates. One of the things that I found really helpful is just letting them have some free chats. So I'm still here. But like recess time or lunchtime, I'll turn my camera and my mic off and just let them talk to each other. So they know that I'm still here and that they have to keep it appropriate and whatever, but just giving them that time to be friends with each other and talk to each other. Because kids that are at home, you know, they can be lonely and disconnected too. So I think all that is also important.
Do you have a favorite class or a favorite grade that you enjoy teaching?
Oh, I love them all. I've been teaching grade 6 for quite a while now. So, and I really like this age. I didn't love it when I started. I started as a primary teacher. So I was teaching like grade 1, grade 2. And then I got switched to grade 6. And they're a whole different brand, but they're great. I love teaching this age now. They're just learning so much about the world, and they're just so changing so much and becoming who they're becoming, and it's pretty fascinating to be part of it.
What would you say some of your biggest accomplishments throughout your career in teaching would be?
Just seeing those moments where kids really take off or really learn something. Knowing that you made a difference in a kid's life is about as good as accomplishments get. So I've had kids like come back 4 years later or 5 years later, drop by from high school and say, "Hey, Mrs. Pilgrim, blah, 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 do you remember?" Or I've had notes from kids or notes from their parents saying, "Hey, this really, really helped." And so any of those times are kind of what you live for as a teacher. I don't think that we have like kind of career accomplishments in the sense of awards and whatever else, but those times where you know that you really helped a family through something, or you really helped a kid who wasn't getting it get it, that's sort of the accomplishment you look for in this career.
And for anybody who's considering a similar career, working with youth or teaching in education, what advice would you have for them?
My advice would be, this is a career only to go into if you actually care about the kids and caring about their success. The politics and all that can be a little discouraging, so you have to choose the things you care about and the things you focus on. You have to choose not to get bogged down in the times that are difficult, and to maintain your optimism and your belief that kids can be successful, and to really care about helping them to achieve that success and make that your main motivator.